Hey guys, it's Eric from Manners. Hey, one of the things we wanted to do when we first started Manners was to use as many avenues of communication with the community and engagement with the community as we could. And this is just going to be another one of those ways. These won't be long podcasts, 4 or 5 minutes tops. You guys don't want to listen to us droll on forever, but it might give us an opportunity to open up and talk about some things that maybe people had questions about, or to expand on concepts that we talk about in the group. So hopefully you guys have read my series on approaching women, or confidence, or however you want to look at it. The way that entire series started, the guys asked me to write a blog on how to approach that woman at the bar you've always wanted to talk to. Well, as I started writing, I quickly realized that this wasn't a problem of approaching women, that this was a self-confidence problem, an assertiveness problem, a problem with you as a man being comfortable in your own skin. And that if we addressed those issues in everyday life, the matter of approaching women came that much easier. In one of my last articles, one thing that I mentioned was how insecure speech patterns turn people off, particularly women. And if you approach a woman and you're hesitant in your speech, or you don't know what you're going to say, or you throw in the ums and and staring at your feet kind of stuff, you're not going to fare very well. We've all sat through a board meeting or maybe a training class where the instructor or somebody, a speaker, filled a lot of speech with that kind of speech pattern. And we know how annoying it is. The reason we do that as speakers is because we're trying to organize our thoughts. We're trying to decide what we're going to say next. Well, I got something I want you to try. Years ago, I was in a class, and I can't remember now if it was a instructional skills class, instructor development kind of thing, or if it was a public speaking class, but it was one of the two. And the instructor said that when you find yourself speaking and you find yourself getting to that spot where you feel like you need to fill while you think of what you're going to say, instead of filling, just don't say anything. Just pause. Organize your thoughts. And then go on with what it is you're going to say. Now, what happened to your attention as I made those 3 long pauses right there? Your attention was drawn back to me, the speaker, back into the podcast, wasn't it? Whereas if I was doing stuff like this as I'm trying to decide what I'm going to say next, when I do that, your attention's drawn away from my voice because I'm not saying anything interesting. As a matter of fact, I'm saying things that are really annoying. So when you're speaking to people, and try this, that's the reason I did this little podcast today. Try this in your everyday life, at work, with your family, with your friends, I don't care, with your dog. When you find yourself needing to wait a second to find the words you want to say, instead of filling with a sound, just pause. Collect your thoughts, and then say what you're going to say. It has the added benefit of making it appear that you are that much more thoughtful about the words coming out of your mouth, and that you're not just spewing words to fill the airtime. Try it out. I think it'll make a difference for you as it has for me. Practice it in your everyday life as you're talking to people on the street or at work or wherever the case is. And like I said, I think you'll find that it will help your communication, not only with your boss and your family and everybody else you talk to, but then when it's time to go to the bar and approach that woman, it's going to make a big difference there too, fellas. All right. I told you I'd keep it short. That's it. Don't forget, manners make the man, guys.